Gemara in Brachas on Rav Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us an important klal rule regarding nevuah. The Gemara says that a nevuah letova is eino chozeh l'ra. That when a navi gives over a prophecy for good, it can never be changed. He doesn't have to worry. And the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos quotes this Gemara, quotes this principle. And of course he points out that a nevuah letova can change, but a nevuah lara can change. You could do tshuva, because if both could change, then how could you ever be falsified? You just say, what do you want from me? So therefore, one have to become true. You might as well do nevuah netova. That's the Gemara in Brachas. In the Rambam and Perush HaMishnayos, in the Sakdama, there seems to be another Gemara in contradiction to this rule. We're familiar with the Meister, with Yaakov. Hatzileni na. Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav, when he prayed to God to save me from my brother Esav, and even though God already promised him protection, so why in the world, if it's Nevuah Letova, what was Yaakov worried about? So how do we reconcile Nevuah Letova, Eino Chozer, to Yaakov being afraid? So the Rambam answers, because there are two different types of nevuah, different types of divine promises. It's true, a nevuah letova eino chozer, that only applies if the navi gives it over. So then, in other words, if our navi already gave it over to the people, so then it's eino chozer. But if he conveys an idea to the individual directly, with no intermediary, so then it is subject to the Navi's behavior. So, since Yaakov received this promise directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you realize it's depending on, he might not be worthy. So, when the Nevuah Netova is given to someone else, so then it's Eino Chozer. But if it's just kept to yourself, so then it can be. That's how the Meshech Chachma explains in Perak Yidches, Pasuk Yigimo, how he explains why Avram's laughter was okay, but Sarah's laughter was not. The different Pshatim in the Targum Unkelis, that Avram's laughter was a gratitude while Sarah was scoffing. A lot of this point out, no, they were both, some point out that they were both praiseworthy, but the Or HaChaim Chodesh writes that he didn't, she needed a sign in her body that she's menstruating first before she believed it. But the Meshech Chochma says, no, they're both Letova. But the difference is, if it's given the way the Ramban and others learned, the Meshech Chochma learned is that Sarah heard it from Avraham. So if Avraham told it to Sarah, so it has to come true, so she shouldn't delay. But Avraham, he thought maybe I wouldn't be worthy. And that's how the Meshech Chochma explains it. The Mefarshim point out, the Chesed LaAvraham points out, that his distinction between Nevuah Letova given to someone else, then he doesn't have to worry, but if it's given to himself, he has to worry about his behavior. So he quotes the Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim. In Shmoneh Prakim, Perek Zayin, the Rambam points out the different qualities for someone who's worthy to get nevuah. And he said, of course, no one has to be perfect, or else no one will get nevuah. And he explains, even Shlomo HaMelech, with his wives, Shmuel HaNavi, with Shaul, Yaakov Avinu, with Esav, nevertheless, they still get nevuah. So, the Rambam seems to say that it was a shortcoming of Yaakov. He was lacking Amunah. That was his problem. However, but, you know, it was just given to himself. In other words, So therefore, it was no guarantee. So it was okay. But over here, the Rambam seems to say that Yaakov Avinu, it was a chisaron. So the Kasha, if according to the Rambam's klal, Yaakov's promise was subject to being changed, so why would it be a shortcoming? It's true. Why would it just, one should always be fi Hashem a yigrom hachet. So, Rev Ochanan Wasserman, in the Kovei Taharas, he explains, based on a Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk in Mishle, Yudalit Chavav, that the Gaon explains that the Pasuk refers to the different types of Emunah, Bitachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a simple Bitachon that God will fulfill which He promises. And there's a what he calls chisayon. That's referring to a person places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even which it wasn't promised. In other words, you have bitachon that God, you know, you were promised something and you have bitachon it's going to happen. But there's a second level that even if God didn't promise you, that you place your trust in God, so you know it's going to happen. And the Vilna Gaon explains, you know, you have this throughout Tanakh. And he explains it, that's why he says, we find many comparisons between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a rock, a tzur, which he's known as. Because we know a rock's going to protect you no matter what, if it's raining or snowing, if you're under the rocks. The rock never made any promise. So too, we should have a complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he didn't promise us. So therefore, that's based on this Vilna Gaon, he wants to say, no, the Rambam's principle stands. So from a pragmatic point of view, it was understandable. Since he did got it directly, so it is Shema Yigra Machet, so that's okay. That was fine. But the critique in the Rambam in Shmona Prakim is that he was lacking the trait of chisayan, of refuge, of being unwavering trust, that even if God, even without a promise from God, you should always have the belief that, you know, that God's going to take care of you and promise and give you continued protection. So on that level, Yaakov was lacking, but not in terms of the klal of the Rambam. And therefore, yeah, so you know, even Yaakov Avinu, according to this, even Yaakov Avinu was lacking in that. But that's the pshat, in the klal of the Rambam, the rule of Tova given to others, but the rule of Rak could always change, because the tshuva, I, Yaakov Avinu, that was Shema Yigra Machet. And because he got it, so according to the Rambam, is because Avram, if you get it directly, so then it's Shema Yigra Machet, because no one else knows, so therefore it still can be reversed. It depends on your behavior, but that's how he explains the difference between Avram's laughter and Sarah's laughter. And then he points out there seems to be a kasha in Shmona Prakim, and the Rambam seems to say Yaakov's fear of Esav was a shortcoming. So the Mefarshim say that, not us in the Vua part, it's not a kasha on the Rambam's klal. It's based on the Grand Mishle that basically you should have full trust in God for protection even if he doesn't promise you. That's the shortcoming, not Ugabi that did in the Vua.